I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Gino Angeli from the Exchange Club of Marquette County to get a full update on what's happening with the International Food Fest July 3rd and 4th in downtown Marquette's Matson Lower Harbor Park. Here's more with Gino Angeli.
We're doing good this morning. Everything's looking great for the Food Fest. I mean, we got beer and drinks and food and double trouble and music, and we're going to celebrate this country's great birthday, and it's looking real nice.
And I was joking in the news there a little bit ago, but now with the earlier lifting of everything of the restriction, that just bodes well for a great event. And like I said, you're the first really big one out of the chute now.
I tell you, we've been nervous. You know, we started talking about this about 3 months ago, and it's a coin flip as to whether or not we even going to start planning. Mm-hmm. And every week, it got more and more encouraging. And of course, it was really great news yesterday from the governor that we'll be back to normal.
Yeah. So, that's got to be fun for you guys in that sense. And that means you're sort of putting on the shindig. Give everybody the details when and when you get started and all of that stuff.
Downtown Matson Lower Harbor Park here in Marquette, Michigan. Come on down. We've got the 3rd and 4th. We're starting on Saturday about noon, and music will be kicking off, and the libations tent will be open, and the vendors will be serving food. And the only thing different is that you're not going to be buying tokens this year. You're just going to have, everything's going to be cash sales, except the beer tickets. You will buy beer tickets because we will check IDs and mm-hmm. have you wear a wristband. Mm-hmm. So that's the same, but things are a little bit different, but the 4th of July is still going to be the 4th of July. We're going to have a good time.
Now, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but is the dance card full for bands and music on stage, as far as you know?
The music is set. Okay. We've got about 10 music acts starting on Saturday, and our music man, Ray Dollar's got the usual suspects lined up, and you're going to recognize everybody and a few people in this room.
You know, I was about to say, it pains me to do this, but go ahead.
Before the 4th of July fireworks on Sunday night, you're gonna
hear us, the old Flatbroke Blues Band. We're going to get up there.
Yeah, we're welcome. You know, everybody looks forward to listening to you guys.
Well, we were asked by Ray, and it was like when we got that word, it came late, and it's just kind of like that whole thing, too, you're talking about. Everybody kind of held. And then things started to loosen up. And then as the Exchange Club, you decided to go with it because this is a fundraiser. Tell me about that real quick.
This is our number one charity event for our entire organization. What we do once a year, this is all of our monies that go out to our community nonprofit charities. There's 75 or so of them, that from youth sports to the elderly to the homeless to the women's center. I don't know. It's hard to pick one that we don't. They all need it because, you know, things didn't quite happen like they did last year. So everybody's a little bit behind in their fund and stuff. So we need to step back up to the plate and get these people refunded and get going.
Well, let's give them the details of the Food Fest. When and where, what time you get started,
like,
when does it wrap
don't
up?
Know.
Well, it's all about the information. You know, those people that are visiting right
there
now.
You go.
Really, you got to be in Marquette on July 3rd and 4th, Matson Lower Harbor Park, starting at noon. Come on down, enjoy this great country's birthday. And let's raise some much-needed charitable funds for this community.
That's Gino Angeli with the Exchange Club of Marquette County. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.